This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So sometimes something micro can tell us a much larger story. And our micro case study today is JP Morgan Chase, which I know, big bank, not that micro, but just stick with me. So we've entered the thick of earnings season, and that, of course, is the quarterly parade of corporations telling shareholders how they've been doing. And as usual, one of the first to report this morning was JP Morgan with its Q1 results. The big headline is that the bank is taking a $500 million hit because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But as Marketplace's Matt Levin explains, JP Morgan's first quarter gives us some perspective to where this economy is headed.
With over $3 trillion in assets, JP Morgan Chase is the largest bank in the country, which means
JP Morgan's an enormous bellwether for the U.S. economy.
Mike Mayo is a banking sector analyst for Wells Fargo. He says the JP Morgan canary may be making some tiny squeaks in the economic coal mine. But with $8 billion in profit in the first 3 months of the year, today's earnings report was not squawking the R word.
It says the U.S. economy is strong and probably not going into a recession, at least not this year.
JP Morgan wasn't tied at the hip financially to Russia. There are no collateralized caviar-backed securities or something on the balance sheet. Where the invasion of Ukraine really hurt was where regular American consumers are also feeling the pain, commodities. Ibrahim Poonawala is an analyst with Bank of America.
They had a client who was exposed to the nickel market a month ago, and there was a lot of volatility in those markets. Similarly, oil prices.
At the same time, all the uncertainty of the past 3 months, Omicron, Ukraine, inflation, Fed rate hikes, was a money maker for a different part of the bank. When you or I freak out about the world, we binge on Ben and Jerry's. When big investors get freaked out, they pay JP Morgan to help them buy or sell bonds.
All of that has been extremely volatile, and that led to a pretty strong quarter for trading.
For its part, JP Morgan is not so freaked out about the broader economy, at least in the short term. But the bank did make a move for the medium term to protect itself against darker economic skies by adding $900 million to its credit reserves. Karen Petru is with Federal Financial Analytics.
A credit reserve is the equivalent of a rainy day savings account, and the bank just put some more money in their rainy day account.
Some of the extra money is a hedge against trouble with European loans, and some of it is a hedge against loan defaults here at home. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.